Entry regional runners up for both the boys and girls at Mueller on Saturday. It got a little warm there toward maybe the later part of the race, but I tell you what, the kids ran pretty well there, and they will be at Wamego coming up on Saturday morning in the 4A state cross country meet. And I don't know, I think it's a little a kind of an omen, I think, hopefully a good omen, because the last time the teams both qualified for states was when they had to go to Wamego in 3A back in 2020. We're talking with a couple. We got three seniors on the show, starting off with Brinley Stevens. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. Well, last Saturday there at Bueller, kind of a different course. I'll tell you what, it was fan friendly, just because you could see a good chunk of the race from one spot there and follow along the way. And overall, what did you think of that race, and how did you feel like you ran?
It wasn't what I was expecting, but that was a really great race for us, just to get second as a team, and then also for me to make it individually. It was really fun. So
I know that's been something that it's been kind of get back the goal there. Kind of a tough couple times there in a row, but what it was able to work for you on Saturday?
I think all of us have just been so consistent all season that we were pretty confident going in, and we all just knew that we needed to do our job individually so that we could make it as a team. And everybody showed up and competed that day. So,
yeah, I believe a top five finish for you?
Yes, I was fifth.
All right, that's awesome. And, you know, and it also helped as well that you guys had all five of your teammates there in the top 15 placing-wise. And you knew that set you up pretty well to go to state.
Yeah, it's honestly pretty incredible that we've been able to do what we have with only five girls, and that we've all stayed out and healthy and in it all season. So I never thought that we would be able to do it with just five, but kind of shows we're pretty tough. We can do it.
Absolutely. Well, you got Wamego on Saturday for a state there. And what do you remember about that course as a freshman?
Hills. That's what I remember, is all the hills.
I kind of drove by there yesterday, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's it's an interesting course there on the west end of town, if I'm not mistaken. So, but no, what's the biggest thing you're looking forward to take out of that meet on Saturday?
I hope we all just show up and we put forth our best race and maybe get top three. That would be really awesome.
That would be pretty cool there. And I know Bueller's going to be a good challenge there. But, seeing that team like Bueller, I think that's got to give you guys confidence. You know, we can run with this group.
Yeah, I think definitely. Belle and I both had a couple of Bueller girls around us, and all the other girls did too. And so it's just taking those spots away from them, getting one place higher can make the difference.
Absolutely. And what's been your favorite memory cross country?
Oh, man. We were actually just talking about it this morning. Last year, we cut through a pool route. We had to do crab walk all the way across the football field. Not a best memory, but a funny one that we were talking about this morning.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Yeah, well, freezing cold grass.
Yes, nothing like it. Well, hopefully it's a good race for you on Saturday. Thank you, Brinley, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you. I think I just got in trouble with Coach.
Oh, no. It's all right. You got statute limitations. You're fine. All right. Once again, Brinley Stevens joining us here. We got Ivan Armendariz, our second senior, joining us here this evening. And how you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, you were kind of one of those in the minority on Saturday. I think you were the second place runner, non-Bueller, on Saturday in that race in the top 10. But you had a good race overall. Talk about your run there at Bueller on Saturday.
I kind of went out a little too hard. Probably shouldn't have led the first half of the race, but it is what it is, and I think I still did pretty well. But overall, I'm pretty happy with how I did.
Then maybe how the course was laid out in the beginning maybe give you that kind of idea to kind of go out as fast as you did or as hard as you did?
Yeah, they also told me not to go out very fast the first mile, but I didn't really listen too well to that.
All right, but it's a learning experience, right?
It is.
But, I mean, as well as you guys ran overall in the second place finish, that's, you got to feel pretty proud about that accomplishment, though.
Yeah, we are. We're pretty static because, I mean, we're coming in as underdogs and not a lot of other coaches and teams are really looking at us as big threats. But once they see what we can do and what we're capable of, they kind of get scared.
Yeah, I think coming in the rankings in the top 10 for cross country and state, I think you were probably coming in. Scott City was, I think, number four among the regional teams. It was a pretty loaded regional, I guess, in that aspect. And to come away with a second place finish, you still got to remain hungry, right?
Yeah. I mean, we know what we can get done and what we're capable of, but like I told the guys, like, they still got mad that we still got ranked lower than all these teams, but I told them we all need to pull our own weight and we can show them what we're capable of at state.
What are you looking to do one more time here on Saturday?
I'm hoping I can place individually and we can do it as a team.
All right. Well, hopefully it does work out well for you. And you've had a good year so far, and get one more to go. And congratulations on your finish there. Good luck at state.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, senior Ivan Armendariz is joining us here. Another senior, Brendan Bailey. I think this is back-to-back weeks for you on the show.
Yeah, I'm back again, Adam.
All right. Just had to come one more time, huh?
Oh, yeah. Just to see you, Adam.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm glad somebody likes me, you know.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah, last Saturday, how'd you feel like your race went overall?
You know, time-wise and place-wise, I did not do good. I didn't have a good race. I don't know what happened. I can't make any excuses. I just didn't go out and compete like I should have.
But it's something to learn from here. And, you know, how excited were you, though, overall for a second-place finish?
You know, it was awesome because we, like Ivan said, we went in ranked not making state, and they didn't. We were underdogs, and we went in with the attitude of we got to show them who we are. And you know, coming from Western Kansas where there's no 4A schools, and going out and competing like that against those big schools was definitely a really big momentum booster and like what's it called, just like an attitude change for us.
Well, it's a big adjustment as well, you know, and going to 3 and 4A, you don't know a whole lot about the runners and vice versa. And do you go in with that same mindset on Saturday, like you guys are still the underdogs?
Oh, yeah. We know Bueller is Bueller. You know, they're probably going to have 7 up in that top 20. But we do have the thought process of we're going to go get as many people as we can, and we're going to go show them that Scott City is here, and we are going to prove that we can be there.
And I didn't get to ask Ivan this, but what do you remember about running there as a freshman?
Like Brindley said, the hills are, you go like half a mile of just straight up and down the same hill, and it, you know, it gets boring while you're there, but it's a lot of fun.
But I mean, in a way, you guys are pretty well prepared from what you guys run out here. I mean, your league race and some of the other ones like that are running, taking practice out there too.
Oh yeah, those league hills are big. So I mean, going up and down is the only problem. Is we got to go straight up and then straight back down.
All right. Well, a good run for you, and hopefully it's a good one for you to close out your cross-country career here Saturday, Brendan.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Once again, senior Brendan Bailey joining us here as we get Coach Joey Meyer on the headset. And I know you had to be pretty happy. Second-place finish on Saturday for both of your boys and girls teams, and they just went out and flat-out competed.
Yeah, no, it was awesome. I was ecstatic at the end of it, just beating both McPhersons, and I mean they're topping about every sport in 4A, and you could tell they were a little hurt afterwards at the award ceremony. Which was crazy. It was one first, second, and third was the same on boys and girls side. Bueller first, us second, and McPherson third. But it was on the boys side. McPherson was ranked third or fourth going into there as the whole 4A, and to beat them for the second time this year, and then the rankings came out again, and they ranked McPherson ahead of us again. So they just keep adding fuel to the fire for us.
But, you know, we'll start off with the girls. I think you had to like how your team ran well in that one. Getting in all 5 of them in the top 15, I think that says a lot with where they've what they've accomplished and where they've come from day one.
Yeah, no, it was awesome watching that beginning of the race. All 5 of them went out quick, and you could tell they were there to compete. Bell ran out there, the top girl the whole time, and it was actually the girl that was ranked first, and that girl ended up getting third. Belle wore her out pretty. She ran a 6-minute first mile just to wear her down, and then Brindley to get in the top 10 her senior year, and Hallie just by 0.2 seconds out of the top 10, and then Jaden and Cammie right there at 14-15, and Cammie was ranked 24th going in, so it was pretty special for all 5 of them.
Yeah, I was there at the finish line, saw Hallie's race there, and I thought maybe she would have gotten her, but I guess probably because the official timer there, I mean, Hallie was on the outside, and that probably hurt her a little bit.
And she said she lunged forward, tried to get forward. You never know with those leans if they're going to actually help you or not.
Well, it's something to learn about. Mm. But going over to the boys, you guys talk about running in packs, and that paid dividends for you in a big way.
Yeah, no, that's been my boys' side for the last mm-hmm. 4 years, it seems like. We usually have one or two mm-hmm. top dogs, and then 3 through 5, they're in a pack. Even our 6 and 7 are kind of mm-hmm. even right in there. And that always ends up helping us in bigger races because mm-hmm. it shrinks the team total down when they're all right there and we don't have a fifth that's in 30th place, which paid dividends against McPherson. Yeah. Their fifth was 32nd and ours was 21st. So.
Oh, yeah. And in a way, not knowing a lot about McPherson, them having kind of the higher ranking, I think you had to be a little surprised how far their number three was compared to even your 4 or 5.
Right, and that's what I'm looking at on the state side for the boys. Every team that's mm-hmm. right there that could get third, they have a top 1-2 runner, and then they kind of drop mm-hmm. on 3rd through 5. Like, so, I mean, our team has a chance to go get them because mm-hmm. we're pack runners and we don't have any weak links that could hurt your team score.
Yep, big race for you Saturday, state there for a Wamego. Get to run there for the first time in 3 years. And you mentioned a little bit, I think, Bueller, I think probably on the boys has to be the primitive favorites, maybe so on the girls as well. I don't know about that as much, but I think you have got to be excited about the opportunity in front to maybe sneak up there at least in the top 5.
Yeah, no, both boys and girls, if they go out and do their thing and push their abilities and hopefully PR, mm-hmm. then they easily can get top 3, top 5 as a team. And being the first year in 4A, mm-hmm. that would be really special. But a lot of them, you just got to go in. This is my last race of the year. If mm-hmm. I need to go all out. And if I get tired, then I need to slow down a little bit. But you can't leave anything out there. It's your last race. And if you want to upset somebody, you got to go all out, go all out.
Get the send-off tomorrow, and then you leave on Friday. Nice thing is no school for you guys on Friday, so that's got to help out a little bit.
Yeah, they don't have to worry about homework in the van ride.
Yes, but no, you know, it's going to be a little different there. I think you said you're going to stay in Topeka and then mm-hmm. come over to Wamego. That's not a bad trip there, yeah. But, you know, what do you do kind of prepare for another night there of staying at a hotel there and then coming to run the next morning?
Yeah, so Friday we kind of just – slowly get there. We can't go on Wamego's course. That's what the hard thing about that and Rimrock. Mm-hmm. Rimrock, you can walk it, have practice there, but it's a golf course and they don't like you out there. They're preparing it. So what we usually do, we go to Manhattan and run on Tuttle Creek. It's been the tradition when we were in Wamego those 2 years, okay. And these seniors were pumped to go back. It's just a fun environment. They got mm-hmm. some trails in there. But that's what we're going to do Friday. Then we go eat, rest, and wake up and go compete.
All right, man. I can't believe how fast it's coming to an end.
Yes, it's a quick season.
It's been a good season for you guys and looking to put a nice bow on it with a good run on Saturday at Wamego. Coach Joe Meyer joining us here. Thanks as always, Coach, and good luck to you coming up on Saturday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.